That is a song that you will hear only here.
Only here. That is the only time that particular version will ever go down.
It's been Brandon Canning playing live for us here in Studio K on Radio K.
With Greg Calderon on the piano there.
With
tinkling your lovely Steinway here.
It is very nice, huh?
Yeah, you guys got a nice happening setup here at Radio K.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
He's playing for us today before his show tonight at First Avenue's 7th Street Entry, promoting his newest release, You Gots to Chill, which was out on October the 1st of this year.
Correct, sir.
And you decided to release that all on your own, right?
I mean, some help.
Well,
I am not, my admin skills are not amazing. So yeah, I get a lot of help along the way.
That's fair. But this is a new label, Draper Street Records, is that correct?
That's my home and my street where I live, so yeah. Just putting it out there, folks. Stalker, all stalkers welcome. Please, someone stalk me. God, I'm going to get a complex if I don't get a stalker soon.
So why was it important to you to release this, or maybe what was behind the release on your own, on this new label?
Well, Brody, I suppose it's just a chance to really have tight control of the information that's going out, and not that I can't work in partnership with someone on that, but it was just, you know, a real chance to go DIY, considering I was, you know, with a label for the past number of years, you know, Arts and Crafts, and we built this big thing together. So this was just like, okay, that's done. We built it. Next.
Very nice. Yeah. Like, it was a great choice, to be completely honest. Also, you did the artwork on that.
I did. I did the initial drawing, and I basically just handed my sketchbook to a woman named Robin Kotick, who does, you know, she mocked something up and added some colors here and there. And the sketch, the pen and the pencil, that's all me. And then Robin added the purples and the oranges. And yeah.
Very nice.
It's a collab, an art collab.
Very nice. Also, I'd like to ask, because this is your second solo record, but the first one kind of had a lot of guests on it.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like writing music on your own compared to, you know, with a different band or with, you know, a number of people?
Just less voices in the room. And ultimately, you know, the buck stops here for, you know, for my taste and whatnot. So there's no one else going to say, no, it's got to be this way and that's that. I mean, ultimately I can say, well, no, it's not going to be that because it's my name on it. Even with the prior record, yeah, there were lots of guests, and it felt more like a Broken Social Scene record where I could say, okay, that's the final say on that tune, even though, you know, lots of the time I was looking for help, so.
Sure.
I'm always looking for help, Brody.
Well, we're here to help you.
Yeah.
So you're not alone.
All right. That's good. It's good. We can't do it in this life alone.
I'd also just like to point out that You Gots to Chill is not only a fantastic album name.
Oh, thank you.
But a great way to just kind of to live your life, really.
Sure, sure. And promote EPMD, one of my favorite hip-hop groups from the 80s and 90s. Okay. I don't know if you knew that. Do you know that song, You Gots to Chill?
I do not know
that
song.
It's on the Strictly Business album that came out on Fresh Records in 1987. On Sleeping Bag Records, 1987. Yeah, it's a classic. That is definitely a hip-hop classic.
I'm absolutely taking mental note of that.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to listen.
Yeah, and Beastie Boys sampled it too.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's got that boo-ba-doo-ba-doo bass line.
All right.
I saw them open for Run DMC and Public Enemy. Wow.
How was that?
I'm old, dog.
No.
They were okay. You know, the sound was pretty crap, to be honest. But it was more just like, I didn't go to that many hip-hop shows. I was kind of coming out of being a metal kid. And then,
sure.
You know, as you go through the changes in music, it's like, yeah, I like Public Enemy. EPMD.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about, I saw that you were working on an interactive video game. Is that?
It's not so. It's like an interactive choose-your-own-adventure kind of movie.
Oh, okay.
But I did a bunch of them. Well, I did all the music for it with Ohad Benchitrit, who of Do Make Say Think fame. I don't know if you ever play those guys on your radio station here. Constellation recording artists, and also Broken Social Scene guy sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah, so we just made a bunch of, you know, trippy music. Sometimes tense, sometimes weird, sometimes pretty, you know, just, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's like a video version of one of those books that you'd like flip
yeah,
to
it sort of, it sort of prompts you, and then, you know, you type in answers like, what's your favorite childhood memory? And then yeah, it's neat. It's really, the concept is that David Cronenberg sells his intellectual property to a biotech firm.
Interesting.
And then he's got a neck chip implant. And yeah, it's, you know, it's creepy. It's in the spirit of Cronenberg, if you're
sure.
familiar with his films. But I was happy to do it. It was fun. You know, it's really fun to sit around and just make like trippy music.
Absolutely,
I have to say, I really enjoyed it.
That's awesome. How exactly did all that stuff come about? Did they come in contact with
you?
Yeah,
they just asked me.
Sure.
Yeah. I get the odd phone call like that.
Awesome. So I just a couple more questions
for
you.
Sure.
Recently on your Facebook, I saw a photo of you and Rob Ford.
Yeah. Do people know who Rob Ford is here?
I feel like nowadays people
do.
Maybe not for the
You're
right
on Jon
reasons.
Stewart. You're on Colbert. You're on CNN. People know your name. You're a big guy getting all wasted, and you're a mayor of Toronto, you know, the biggest Canadian city. Yeah, that was taken from a few years ago when he had just got elected, and he did not totally have a lot of support on one end of the spectrum. But I was doing a Christmas charity concert, and Rob Ford was there, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies.
Sure.
And so I don't know if you notice in the photo, I'm looking to the left, he's looking to the right. We're not, it's together, but we're not really together.
Yeah, I sort of noticed that. I caught a hint of that anyways.
Yeah, but you know, my publicist, Nancy Malik, she said, come on, get your photo taken. He's the mayor.
So wait, this is from a couple of years ago. How did it find its way onto your Facebook on, what was it, 3 days ago or something?
Oh, I don't know. It just seemed like, oh, now it's a timely photograph because, you know, in the world of shameless self-promotion, it's like, oh, right, we got this Rob Ford picture. I mean, you know, if I told you I had my photo taken, you know, with Jack Layton, you'd probably say, oh, who was Jack Layton? And I'd say, well, he's the leader of the new, you know, he was the leader of the New Democratic Party, who is now deceased. But when he was on the campaign trail, you know, I got my photo taken with, and I'm a little prouder of that photo because you see me and, you know, this guy who was gunning for prime minister. That's our version of the president in Canada. So, but yeah, maybe we'll release that photo at some point to say, look, that Rob Ford photo was a gag. Jack is my guy, was, still is.
He can still be your guy.
Yeah, he can still, he was trying.
True that.
Yeah.
So last question, and this is in light of the album name. When you're chilling, how do you like to do that?
Oh, like you do, you know, sit at home, play some guitar on the stoop with your dog by your side, or, you know, go out, walk around, take it all in, go get a coffee. Just, you know, non-work related stuff, basically. Sit at home, listen to some music, make some food, go out, play soccer. You know, all the basic stuff, stuff you would do when you're a kid, except I'm not a kid, I'm an adult. But I still try to live my life with, you know, that kid sort of mentality. Like, yeah, okay. Okay, I'm done work. I'm done work now. No, I got to play now. So, yeah, chilling is whatever. It's meant to be funny, you know. It's like a funny album title. But
well, right. But still,
but you know
there's at least some truth in it.
That's kind of how I spend a lot of my time at home, just noodling around like that.
All right. Wow. Well,
Greg can attest to that. I think we've spent ample time in the kitchen.
Yeah.
We have a banquette.
Nice.
I don't know if you guys like banquettes, but you can definitely kill some hours on the banquette.
Yeah.
Anyway. I've been in the van for a while. You know, all my thoughts are not completely clear. I mean, it was like 8.5 hours yesterday, 6 hours today, another 7 hours tomorrow, 9 hours 2 days after that. So you get a bit punchy, as you might imagine.
I can only imagine, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's a dirty job, but it's got to be done.
Anything else that you would like to add to our listeners?
No, I think I've yammered on enough.
Fair enough.
But I'm happy to be back in Minneapolis. I've had many good shows at First Ave over the years, like even going back to mid-90s. Like my band opened up for the Goo Goo Dolls at First Ave. There you go. Right before Name broke. I don't know if anyone remembers that song out there, but I won't tell them your name. That was a big hit. Mm. We toured with them right before that. So they were big in Minneapolis. I mean, they would play First Ave because, you know, it's sort of like, oh, if you like the Replacements or Husker Du, maybe Goo Goo Dolls snuck in there before they went full commercial. Well, sure. Definitely Replacements. Anyway, enough about the Goo Goo Dolls. Nice guys. Had a good month with those guys.
Sure.
But yeah, 400 Club. Is that club still around? No,
just recently got.
And then what about that? There was like some really militant vegan diner where they just like the chef. You'd hear all stuff clashing and in the background, like Brendan orders up.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Hard Times Cafe.
Hard Times Cafe. Is that place still
that
open?
That is still there. And we are actually really close to that.
Oh yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna eat there. If that guy's still working, I was like, you know. I was like getting punished for eating breakfast. That guy.
We all know what you mean.
Yeah. Charles! Like, God, it's so hilarious. No, it's cool. We don't mind getting insulted. We'll pay you too.
Well, listen to some death metal on the
record
player.
Yeah. That's like death metal pizza in Austin, Texas. I don't know if you've ever been there, but that's a pretty hilarious place. It's just like walking. Pretty hilarious. Good pizza, I gotta say.
Sure.
Death metal pizza in Austin, Texas is all right. And, you know, I like my death metal. Old school death metal, like Celtic Frost, Bathory, and Venom, all those kinds of bands.
Did you ever see that IKEA? What is it? Is this an IKEA thing, or is this a Swedish death metal band?
Oh, no.
There's like a, there's
oh,
like
yeah,
a,
yeah.
There's like a 20 fun. Point yeah. questionnaire.
Like Excorb. Like, what is... I thought I was just buying some blinds.
It's actually just a chair.
Yeah. I know. That's funny.
Oh, well, it's been so much fun to have you in the studio with us.
Yeah, it was nice to get a little break from the van and the clubs. Actually, hanging out with people in a room with a roof that's not a rock club roof.
Right.
But there you go.
This has been... Brendan Canning hanging out with us in Studio K again before his show tonight at First Avenue's 7th Street Entry, which is at 8 p.m. And that's 18+. Thank you so much again.
Thanks, Brody. It's been a real pleasure.
Absolutely. And now back to more new music here on Radio K, Real College Radio.